Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'd like to make some brief comments on paragraph 23. My delegation believes that the mandate of the group for 2023 should be considered in light of the progress achieved during our work in 2022. In the first and second sessions, we've looked at some substantive proposals that can help us move forward in our search for specific measures, and taking into account existing protocols under the convention and other options. In this respect, we believe that it is the proposal presented by the delegation of Ecuador is very useful. We believe that that proposal on paragraph 21 is directly linked to the language that we can have in paragraph 23. We agree with delegations that said that the word intensify does not reflect the aspirations and hopes of delegations here. We cannot continue simply repeating the same mandate indefinitely. And in this respect, I'd like to express my support to what was said by Argentina in respect of the future mandate of the group. And I think it reflects correctly the concerns of many delegations that participate in the work of this group. As you know, the NAM has been saying that we need to move towards the negotiations of a legally binding instrument to deal with the serious threats posed by the development and potential use of laws. This is a position that my country obviously continues to support. Many proposals were made, including a model for Protocol 6. And on the number of days, I'd like to say that my delegation believes that this will depend on the consensus or agreement that we may reach on the mandate of the group. How much time are we ready to devote to all of this depends on the steps that we take to strengthen the mandate.